The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, here we go. The red light is on. It's a good one. It is an absolute big one tonight here in Fight Bananas Land. I'm Dave Van Auken. To my left, absolute definition? Like, we've done the co-host
in partner in crime, maybe partner in crime, co-host, bestie,
bestie.
I don't know.
Maddie Levine, Miss Maddie Levine to my left. Maddie, how are you tonight?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Listen, this is way past my bedtime, but our guest is worth it, so I'm excited.
I feel that. To under the bottom, the fight of any show that we do, the ruthless one, L. Dawson. L, how are you, friend?
The heartbeat of the
Apparently,
show.
Apparently, I'm on the bottom today. No, I'm great. I'm super excited.
One lie to me on the phone, and I cannot get it out of my god dang head.
I think I scarred Dave for life.
Oh, no. What happened?
Off air.
Dave doesn't want you. Doesn't
oh,
want
this is an off-air conversation. Those are the best. Those are the best.
All the conversations, right? I feel like our on-air stuff, of course, is amazing, but anything we do, like off-air is amazing. But
I love
guys,
it.
Amazing. You know, Olympic gold medalist, UFC Let's champion. I want two different weight classes. Henry Cejudo will be live on this show any minute now. Just any minute, just waiting. You know, no biggie. He's Henry Cejudo. We'll wait. You know, I'll do a 24-hour show.
If you have questions for Triple C, we want to know about them. So make sure you're dropping them in the comments. Get as crazy as you want, and hopefully we can get to all of them. But we have a couple things up our sleeves this evening. Killer questions for him. I am going to be picking his brain as much as possible. Like, this is going to be so much fun.
Dude, don't you have a super fun game you're going to do? I don't want to spoil, but you guys.
I do. I don't want to give anything away because it's good. It's real good.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be very entertaining. I have a feeling.
So. L. Dawson, real quick shout out. My shirt's amazing too. Next Saturday, Karate Combat. Co-main event, going for the championship. Our guy Ross Levine. But your hoodie, Miss L. Dawson, that's looking nice. Shout that out.
Gotta check out the back. It's got like the full.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know. You see the full.
We see you.
I like this hoodie. It's a good hoodie.
Okay. I take that. I take
Back
that.
In the Immortals tonight, the Immortals Fight Club.
Love it. Love it. So it's going to be a fun show. I cannot wait.
He's joining us from the West Coast, you said?
Yeah. He's definitely. That's right. So we've been trying to get him a part of our Tuesday afternoon, you know, our 1-3, the Fight Bananas Show Live, which was amazing yesterday, by the way, guys. Like, Johnny Eblen, literally on Ariel's show today, on our show before, whatever. You know, Ariel, maybe he's watching our show trying to, you know, get something. I thought Miranda Maverick was awesome. Jillian the Savage Robertson is always awesome. That's why she's on almost every single Tuesday. And then, of course, Ross Levine to, like, headline to start off the killer show. And I just, like, I felt the whole show was just, I watched it back and I'm, like, cutting up stuff for it. Just a very great, good vibe. Like, just fun, good vibe. I think I laughed around 80, 85 times during the show. So it was good things. Shout out to our guy, Keelan. Keelan came on for the last hour. Yeah. I thought it was great. Great content.
Super fun. I'm kind of jealous he's on the West Coast, though. I haven't been to the West Coast in a hot second. So it's definitely much sunnier over there.
Well, you will be in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks for Karate Combat Championship next Saturday with our Ross Levine. But
let's go.
Guys, we have someone in the waiting room, and that someone.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is, like I said, Olympic gold medalist, a two-time UFC champion, two weight classes, Triple C. I see him. Oh, okay. It looks like he's taking out all the guns for us right now.
Let's go.
Kudos to the show.
Yo, we starting off strong, boy.
Let's go.
There we go.
No, I'm joking, guys. You did. You made me do it. Your turn.
Henry, you're like Pat McAfee, children. Like, take it off, take it off.
Children watch this show, Henry. Put that goddamn
family
shirt on.
Friendly.
That's amazing. Thank you for joining.
I love it. Henry, how you doing, brother? You doing good out there in the West?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great, guys. Just happy to be here. And, you know, just feeling good. Just had my second baby.
Let's go.
Congrats.
Congratulations. I thought I saw in your social stories, first beautiful daughter, you know, playing with the birds and stuff. Henry, the time flies, my man. I got four. The time flies with kids. Flies.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, that's what they say. So I really do try to take my time and really give it to my little girl, because you're right. That's all I hear from you know, parents, you know, enjoy this time, because when they hit 15, 16, it is game over.
I feel bad for whoever she brings home when it's that time. If I could be a fly on the wall, man.
Right.
I love that. I love that. But okay, we have so many great topics and questions to talk to you about. Maddie Levine has a great game for you towards the end of the show. But of course, it's kind of pay the bills at the beginning, right? It's what we do. A huge shout out to our guys, Millions, for setting this up. That's what I want to say. I want to say thank Millions for that. And also, how did you get linked up with them? I see you're doing all the streams. I see you got a lot of merchandise at millions.co. So how did you get linked up with Millions?
Yeah, I have, see, this is my little girl right here. It's just nonstop, people.
Hi, beautiful.
And hopefully the wife could help.
No, it's all good, man. We're a kid-friendly show for sure. Look at that.
What's up, wow. Hello. Look at you. You're already the king of multitasking. Good for you.
Yeah, not just the king of cringe, but the beauty about my little girl is she's trilingual. So my wife, you know, obviously I'm trilingual myself, but she goes to Spanish school 5 days a week. And then I just dedicate to just speaking Spanish to her. So that's
amazing.
That's so special. That's so cool.
But yeah, no, big shout out to Millions. Obviously, you know, right now I had a big thank you for them. I just had a yard sale where I was able to sell, you know, I've been selling a lot of memorabilia. So thank God for that. So we just had an amazing yard sale. I was able to sell like three of like the top jackets from my championship fights.
Wow.
But I still have my gold shorts that are up for sale. You know, I can't be cheap on those, because, you know, I ended up becoming the Triple C. Those are my first gold fight shorts that I used during for my first fight at the UFC. And I eventually became Triple C. I mean, we got hats. We have shoes. We have the whole nine, man. Having a second kid, I need to make room. I feel like they belong in better hands. I really do. As sentimental as they may be to me, you know, I got so much gold, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, baby. Wow.
You know, I got so much gold that I'm trying to get some of the gold away. So
how generous.
So you guys can go to millions.co, and for all you fans, you guys can purchase them there.
Love it. Love it. All right, Miss Maddie, take it away.
Henry, now, I don't know if you realize, but we're coming up on 10 years for you in the UFC. You made your debut back in 2014. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on the evolution of the UFC in the past 9-10 years? Because, I mean, you've seen it firsthand. You lived it. You breathe it. And what would you like to see happen in the next 10 years?
Oof, God, that's a good question, man. You guys are ready. I can load it.
I do my homework. Okay. I'll do my homework.
What sport has evolved? The sport has evolved in the sense where people are taking different methods of training now. I think it's catching up. You know, I've been kind of on this science for since about 2016, where I really kind of really started to really understand it, really understanding like the peaking of and the science of it, rather than just all right, you go and you go hard until you can't go again. Right, right. Like that taught me what it was like to really to kind of smell hell. But I believe there's a different quality of training now. Now, you know, getting a chance to train guys like John Jones, Demetrius Johnson, Zhang Wei Li, Chris Sarbo. Like, no, the cream of the crop come to me because I felt like I've really taken my training and the fact where I can speak about it. And I can, you know, I put my money where my mouth is. And it's been good. As of right now, we have Amir Albazi. Yeah. He just came in yesterday to train with me. And again, guys, I'm not here to – I don't invite nobody. If they want to reach out and if I could help, I'd be more than happy to. So he's out here. I mean, there's been times where I haven't had the time or been able to really help other people. But when the time is right, I mean, I open the doors and I extend that hand. So right now we have Amir Albazi at Fight Ready. So a lot has changed in those last 10 years, and a lot will continue to keep changing. In those next 10 years, I think fighters will get a lot smarter, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a lot more of fundamental fighting that's super precious to me, you know, because it all comes down to the simplicity of it. But, you know, but hopefully we can keep a little bit of that drama. Hopefully that never goes away.
Yeah, that's for sure. Elle?
Speaking of the next generation of MMA, I've been watching very closely Victoria Anthony, and I'm really interested to see her transition into the sport because obviously she's such a talented wrestler. I myself am an atomweight, so I understand the struggle of finding fights at 105, and I'm curious if you think that she is the potential star that the UFC needs to want to build a division around the 105ers across the country.
Yeah, do I believe? Yeah, Victoria's super, super talented. You know, super talented girl. You know, for those who don't know who Victoria Anthony is, she was a 2-time junior world champ, a 2-time Olympic alternate. I mean, this girl has gone through the ringer. I mean, she's never had a chance to really live that Olympic dream as she wanted to. But that chip on her shoulder has also allowed her to stay competitive in sports. And I think a lot of times if a wrestler doesn't transition, they either get into coaching or they get into other things. But I think Victoria, you know, obviously I want to say she's maybe 31 or 30 Juan, as what a Mexican would say, but she's still fairly young. She hasn't beaten up her body. She's super smart, but at the end of the day, it's up to her. You know, she calls me, she's a good friend. I consider her almost kind of like a sister. I mean, she was living with me, you know, leading up to Olympic trials, my brother coached her, you know, was trying to make sure that she could be the best version that she could be. It's up to her at the end of the day. Does she have the 100%?
Love that. Love that. Really? Henry, were you winning, of course, Olympic gold medalist? There's only, you know, certain few men on this planet that have that, a gold medalist. Then you transition into mixed martial arts. My question is, when did you know? Was it super early? Was it late in the UFC? Was it maybe even that night when you won the championship? When did you know, like, oh, I'm going to be a world champion in MMA? Like, when did that light bulb hit you? It's like, oh, yeah, this is going to happen for me.
Call me crazy. The first time that I saw the sport, and I was like, I was in eighth grade.
Wow.
Summer went into my eighth grade year. I remember as a family, you know, we've always loved boxing. You know, I grew up watching Mexican boxing, Marco Antonio Barrera, Eric Morales. A lot of these guys, you guys probably don't know. This is the early 2000s, late. I grew up watching Oscar De La Hoya, Julio Cesar Chavez, like the best of the best. But then once we started wrestling, I was already kind of somewhat 3 years into it. I started wrestling in fifth grade. By the time I was in eighth grade, you know, we started loving the sport, and then we saw what mixed martial arts was, and you're getting these guys, and we saw these wrestlers dominating, Mark Coleman, Kevin Randleman. You know, obviously this was in the early 2000s, so these guys were fighting maybe back in, you know, from 96 on up. So right. We're just repeat videos. And the guy who really inspired me quite a bit, man, it's crazy to say, was Randy Couture. Randy, the Natural Couture, as of right now, man, I know that he doesn't get the credit he deserves. That man is absolutely special.
Yeah.
So, as even till today, my favorite fighter. It really is. What Randy Couture was able to do, you know, at his age, to become the first two-division champion in UFC history. And I admire the dude. That dude belongs on Goat Mountain.
I mean, is he a better actor or a better fighter, though? Like, that's the question. The dude's always in movies now.
He's good. He's good.
Definitely a better fighter, you know?
We'll keep that here. We'll keep that here. So a big trend.
Sure. You suck. No.
There we go.
Make sure you cut that one up there.
Yeah, there's the Henry Cejudo we know and love. There we go.
I love it. So I love how you said, you know, fighters come to you and you're not necessarily asking for these elite fighters to come to your gym. They just know where to go. But when you look at the roster, are there any fighters on the roster that excite you to the point where if you got your hands on them and you could coach their wrestling skills and that sort of thing, you could see them becoming a champion?
Yeah, but it's not just wrestling. It's MMA as a whole. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a position. I'm not a coach. I'm more of a mentor/counselor. Like, I'm not here to recruit anybody. And I think that's why people feel very, very comfortable with me. Yeah, I might get some content off of you, you know, for sure, 100%. Cool. That's what feeds the family. But at the end of the day, I come to
Oh no.
I think he got a phone call.
Oh yeah, because it's not
that typically gone. Happens. Yeah.
Like drop off.
He'll come back because that was a good question. That's
a great. Yeah, I'm very interested to hear the rest of that.
Dude, he mentioned Randy Couture and like everyone just lit up. I love that. We love that Randy Couture.
Oh, hell yeah. Legend.
We've had multiple interviews, right, Maddie? You and I both have talked to him?
Yeah, we have. Do we give him the slow clap? Do we give him the slow clap when he comes back? He's trying. He's trying to come back.
No.
We see him. Our questions were too good. You know, it was too electric. Wi-Fi.
Did we render Henry Cejudo speechless? Did we do it?
We retire from the MMA podcasting space.
If this microphone wasn't so expensive, I would drop it.
Dude, look at this. We got Randy Couture and I vacation together. There you go, Michael. There we go.
They do?
Dude, wait, Michael's a stud. He's a good guy.
That's crazy.
True story. Crazy. That man just ran for St. Jude's. That's how good of a man that guy is. He just flew across the country and ran for St. Jude's. Much love, Michael.
I love how
guys. We're trying.
Yeah, he's getting there. I think he needs to just give it camera access. I think that's what's happening. If you can hear me, Henry, give your phone camera access. That usually happens. But I love how he was saying, like, it's not like he's asking people to come to him. Like, Wiley, like, he didn't call up Wiley. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and look at her now. Like, she's freaking fantastic.
Right.
You okay, buddy? I think you're on mute, my friend.
Oh, no mute.
No.
We're almost there.
We're so close.
Oh, so close. Oh. Ah!
So close. Yet so far.
We live, baby. We live. Watch. Ooh, I liked this one. Watched Roth highlights today. He's such a beast. Alvy has his hands full. Yeah, fucking right, bud.
This is the Ross Levine shirt. Look at this.
I love it. Ooh,
there it is.
I like the new one coming out. Turbo. What was it? Team Turbo versus everybody. That's gonna be a good one.
I got four kids. If Ross Levine puts out a shirt every goddamn month, like, why can't I gotta get another job. I have to get a third job.
Just get all the Ross Levine
really
shirts.
He gets really excited.
Get some Ross Levine shirts and some Henry Cejudo shorts off millions. Oh. What is up?
Sorry, guys. I'm back.
No worries.
So again, I apologize.
All good.
I'm getting a jacuzzi right now. A Copeland's delivered to my house. I'm building a studio right now. So
nice.
Studio/ wrestling room. So these guys, they just come at random hours. They're kind of like USADA.
Anyway, they got 15 more days. That's it.
That's amazing.
Go back, Yeah, to go back to what I was talking about, it's
yes.
So I'm more of a counselor slash mentor, I guess, if you'd like to call me, because I can only advise you, and it's up to you to really take it. So whether it's the technique, the tactics, or really understanding like the threshold, and I'll sit there with John and we'll watch video. I mean, John's come up literally 6 times to literally train with me. I never reached out to this guy, but I think when they start to see like the video stuff, and obviously the accolades do help, and they see me kind of break things down, like, hey, this kid may be cringe. He's cringe on the ends. He's cringe on the outside, but he's pretty smart on the inside.
That's pretty cool. Cringe sells, okay? Cringe sells.
Miss L?
Speaking of USADA, I'm very interested to hear your take on how the new anti-doping setup is going to work. Are you looking forward to that? Do you think it's going to be better, worse than USADA? Do you think there's going to be a whole lot of difference?
Man, honestly, I love USADA. You know, I really did. I mean, I know a lot of, they're waking up us at 4 or 5 in the morning, man, I got to do it. It's absolutely ridiculous. It makes me sick. But that being said, they're doing what's right. You know what I'm saying? I've always been clean. I've been accused of all kinds of shit, to be quite honest with you guys. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing, I mean, if I do anything, it's just, it's on the side of the list, you know, a little bit of that Mary Jane. But other than that, I think USADA was doing a really good job, you know, and it's unfortunate that UFC is kind of splitting with them. I've been with USADA since I was 17 years old. There's nobody that's been tested more than the Triple C. I've been tested. I was going to be the first person to hit 100.
Wow.
When you combine right. the wrestling stuff and then all the other stuff, like I was the first person to literally, I was about to hit 100. I think I was at 92.
That's really what the UFC did. They kept you from.
They kept me from another goal, man. I'm pissed now. But that being said, whoever decides to come in, I hope they can kind of keep that same process because you gotta be unpredictable when you come. You know, now coming during fight week and when you're about to fight at 60, like they did to Volkanovski, that's some bullshit. But that's the first time I've ever heard of something like that. But that being said, I hope the people who come out and do everything. I hope I hope they can do just as a good job as USADA did for us.
I love that. I love that honesty, and I love that answer. Henry, with you being, to me, very, when I think of you in MMA, of course, you always think of UFC and all of that. Matty Levine's husband is a karate combat champion. Myself, I work for Game Bread, fighting championship, their Game Bread bare knuckle MMA. What do you think of karate combat, Jorge Masvidal's bare knuckle MMA, even like the social media boxing? It seems like combat sports as a whole is not just the UFC anymore. There's so many viable avenues that other athletes can do and just more importantly, make money for athletes, older, younger, and middle, anywhere in between. What do you think about that for combat sports as a whole?
Oh, I love it, man. I love it. I was actually speaking to Dana Brown. You know,
There we go. Awesome. We love awesome here.
Yeah, I would love to. I love what they're doing. I love him coming in. And how is it that, you know, it's almost like Cobra Kai kind of took over. Like he brings, you know, karate combat. It's not just a bow. Like these dudes are mixing it up left and right.
Are you shitting me?
Oh no.
Man, that was.
There we go.
It came back fast.
We saved it.
I like the fact that it is, they're bringing in former UFC fighters. You know, they're bringing in Benson Henderson, Anthony Pettis, and people of that nature. Where now, okay, there's no jiu-jitsu, any of that stuff involved. Now you guys just fight. And I love the fact that they're opening that because the majority of the fighters, you know what they like to do? They like to strike. The ones who don't get the grappling, like a guy like Anthony Pettis, dude, this seems so perfect. Yeah. And then, a fight between him and Benson Henderson, a little grudge match, I guess, more for Ben. It's awesome. And then also for a guy like what Game Bread is doing, you know, with literally, I mean, that's real fighting, dude. Like, there's no, like, you should almost be naked if you want to just get into the, you know,
if you want to really get into it.
Yeah, I mean, the ratings will go up, but either way, I think George becoming a promoter. And and doing that and becoming that, I think it's just awesome, because he's got the persona, he's respected, and now he's starting the league. He's giving so many people opportunities. I think more fighters should eventually become promoters or managers and things of that nature. You don't always have to be a coach.
Right.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think it's so important. Like, we've got Brendan Allen has a show. Anthony Pettis has a show. Masvidal. I found out today, Kyoji Horiguchi has a show in Japan. And I'm like, hey, there's a lot of atom weights there.
Yeah.
Just call me. But I was chatting with him about that today at the gym. But I think it's so important. I feel like MMA outside of the UFC is starting to, it's hurting. I feel like the sport is, there's just not as many shows. A lot of guys are having trouble finding fights. And you were talking about how much the sport's evolved. I think the idea of protecting your record has become a bigger deal now than it used to be. And I kind of wanted to get your take on that. If you agree with me, if you don't, if you think that it's going to affect the sport negatively moving forward.
Yeah, I think I personally, this is why I believe a guy like Manny Pacquiao is the greatest boxer of all time. You know why? 8 division world champ, took more chance. I think of a guy like Floyd, I'm just like, dude, that dude fought him when he was almost on a, you know, he almost had his pacemaker on. Like, it was absolutely ridiculous. So I do believe that, you know, the more chances that people take, it's the best. And I think boxing right now is taking a hit because of that. Floyd kind of caused that, of protecting his record and things of that nature. So I do believe in people that take more chances are the ones that should always be rewarded. It doesn't matter how many losses you have, how many championships did you bring in. And I think that's also partially what makes the UFC special. Yeah, of course. Do I want more zeros next to my check? 100%. But when it comes to a pure competition of you saying that you're the undisputed champion, that's you know, I'm good with that too.
Yeah.
It's goat status. Nice.
Yeah.
And I know Maddie's got a game too with Henry.
I do have a game, but before we get to the game, just one question. UFC 300 is on everybody's minds. You just broke it down on your YouTube channel, and I'm going to – okay. Okay. So you just – you were talking about UFC 300. I was surprised to see – what was the balloons? Did you guys see that?
Dude, you were asking such a great question. They were giving balloons.
They're like, yeah. Okay. I was surprised to hear that you thought it was going to flop a little bit, or you feel like they may have bit off more than they can chew with it. So it makes me wonder if you were offered to maybe make your return at UFC 300, who would you want it to be? Like, what is the big fight for Triple C?
Oh, we lost.
You're on mute, my friend.
Mute.
I think. Let's see.
No. Sound.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, fireworks but no sound.
I know.
No.
Still no.
We'll get there.
What a stud.
Dave's got a crush.
Let's see who's doing.
I know. I love
mechanic it. Mechanic work at the same time.
Yeah, because I get, what is it? It's 6:30 there? That makes sense. Yeah, life is happening.
Guys, I'm not going to, I love a sauna. I love like hot or, you know, hot tub sauna. I can't do the cold plunge stuff, right? Like all the fighters
are
getting
older. I'm way too much of a bitch for that.
Huh?
I am way too much of a bitch for that. I'm not doing that.
This might be like the best comment on this so far, for sure.
Yes.
Baxter, Bark Choice, if you're in Milwaukee.
I love that.
If you want to fax me, press the star key. Unreal.
Good. That's two different movies.
Good one, Miss Maddie Levine.
I got you, dude.
Yes.
All right, we're good.
Oh, we're good. Well, I think we both pressed it, Dave. Go ahead.
There we go.
All right. So, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So back to the UFC 300 question. Who's the money fight for you?
The money fight for me, man. You know what? I think I would like to fight Ronda Rousey.
Let's go!
$15 million!
Money, you know, everybody wants, you know, men versus women. Let's see who really is the best. So Ronda Rousey, I am calling you out.
Okay. So do you believe those rumors that she's actually coming back for UFC 300?
It might be. I mean, it might be against Triple C. There might be an intergender belt on the line.
Dude, you're wildin'. You are wild. All right. Before we let you go, we want to play a game with you. Have you ever Googled yourself? I'm curious.
No, but whatever you do, don't Google Henry Cejudo Bulge. But go ahead.
Now we have to.
Sir, I am a married woman.
Let me do it.
After the Olympics, right. You'll understand why.
All right. Well, we're gonna play a little game, guys. So I'm going to... Basically, what happens is you Google your name, you type in a couple questions, and you see what pops up. I gathered some of the funniest ones, and I'm going to have you kind of chime in on some of the results, okay? So the first one, can you see this?
Yeah.
Is Henry Cejudo the GOAT?
100%.
Facts.
100%. Yeah, facts. Of course. In combat sports, I may not be the greatest mixed martial artists of all time, but when it comes to combat sports, my resume speaks for its own. Youngest Olympic champion in UFC in wrestling history in 2008. Youngest Hall of Fame inductee in USA wrestling history. Two division champ, simultaneous champ, and it's not over.
I mean, you definitely got a case for some savageness right there. Number two, how much can Henry Cejudo bench?
Enough to break the ice. I think, I can actually put up 300 pounds.
You're lying.
I swear.
I swear. That's impressive. Impressive. Does Henry Cejudo speak Spanish? She kind of touched upon this earlier.
Yeah. So hablo español muy bien. Mis padres son mexicanos. Nacido aquí. I says I speak Spanish. My parents are from Mexico. I also speak Portuguese as well. I'm fluent in Portuguese. My wife is Brazilian, obviously English. And I'm taking it upon myself to learn a fourth language, which I'm planning to learn Italian. And that's...
Ooh. I am Italian myself. I don't know a lick of it. What are you using to learn Italian?
I'm probably going to use Duolingo. I don't know. I have it, or Rosetta Stone to start. Okay. I need to have a little bit more time. But once my studio is done, I want to dedicate at least half hour to get it, and then I'm a learner, because I think a lot of people know three, but I want to say I know four.
You always got to be one step above. Yeah,
I'm greedy.
I love that. Number four, let's see. Why did Henry Cejudo retire?
You know, it's just bored. Wanted to do more things. That's all from age 11 to age 33. That's all I've ever done is just compete. Mm. I wanted to go out. Like, I remember being injured, having like ripped my shoulder. I was out for a year, and I came back and I won, and then I retired. But that 1 year that I was doing therapy and surgery, you know, everybody is like, oh, poor me. Dude, I had the time of my life. I knew that the time that I had and what I was able to do was just, it was pretty much time to give it up at that time.
Mm. Yeah, but we're not done.
No.
Oh, you ain't done. And do you know when you're coming back?
Of course. Stay tuned.
You're just not going to say it. All right, fine. I thought I could weasel my way into that one. Here we go. How did Henry Cejudo meet his wife?
How did I meet my wife? My wife was like my crush for like 6 years. It was through social media. She was my crush for about 6 years, and I was just after her.
Did you slide in the DMs?
But in the DMs. And I
had a boy.
I had to do what I had to do, and then now all of a sudden, you know, she fell in love with the short king, and now we have two kids.
There's just something about the short kings, man. It's a certain swag, you know? Let's go to favorites. This is the last one. So Henry Cejudo, favorite food.
Favorite food. Man, ooh. Man, there's nothing like a good old American steak, medium with a loaded potato. And a freaking root beer on the side. So I'm going all
root beer.
You suckers.
What kind of root beer, though? This is important. Like, what brand?
What is it? AW? You
know what it is? IBC. The glass bottles, man.
Oh, my God. Huh? You're ahead of the game there.
I guess so. I won't make you go through all of these. So let's pick the best one here. I believe it is Let's go favorite color. What's your favorite color?
Gold.
Gold. I should have known that one. I should have known that one. It's all over your studio. But yes, we're going to bring back the team in.
Dude, that was a good one. What's your favorite color? We said gold right away. Henry was like, dude, gold, gold. I love it. Absolute huge shout out to Millions. A lot of stuff. Make sure streaming on Millions, making money on Millions. But Elle's got one last question for you. Henry, we really appreciate your time. Wednesday, you know, every night's a busy night. Henry Cejudo's life. So we really do appreciate it. But Elle, one last question. Take it away, friend.
Henry, man, you won your Olympic gold medal at 21, two-division world champion in the UFC. It's going to be very rare that I'm going to have somebody with those kinds of accomplishments in front of me. And I have to ask you this. My husband and I have been, like, chatting about this, and we have our own theory. But we were talking about, like, what sets groups of people apart. Like, we've kind of come to this conclusion that there are type A people that really – they pursue their dreams, they pursue their passions, and they're willing to take these high-risk opportunities. And then there's B-type people who aren't, or maybe there's B and C, but we kind of separated people into these two groups where we feel like people tend to fall. And I'm on the end where I believe that everybody is capable of achieving that if they pursue it. And I think my husband's on the end of maybe there's some people that even if they're given every opportunity, maybe they just don't have it. And I want to know what it is that sets you apart. Sorry. I want to know what it is that sets you apart as someone who's accomplished so much and what you think it is that sets people like you apart from people who maybe don't pursue that.
Got you. It's two things. It's heart and ability. What is the heart? The heart is the passion, the will, the desire, the determination, the something that you're willing to suffer for in order to obtain the heart. How bad do you really want it? Are you willing to die? You want to kill? Again, in theory, but not really. What is the ability? The ability is something that is genetically given, God-given, if you want to call it. It's something that you rep over time. Do you put yourself in the best situation possible to find those right engineers? Because what happens a lot of times, I was 17 years old when I moved to the Olympic Training Center. And these guys were a lot of heart, but their ability wasn't there, so there wasn't a connection. Or a lot of ability, but their heart, the guys with the ability, they tend to be a little lazy. You know what I'm saying? So when you're able, so it's always important, I tell people all the time, it's always important for you to question either one or the other. Either your heart, your passion, your determination, your will, your desire, something you're willing to suffer for. What is your heart? The heart is the goodness of your mind. When you're able to question the ability, am I really putting myself in the best position possible? Or am I just going to strike the whole damn time? Am I going to give attention to the stuff that's really hard to become the best in the world? So when you're able to really answer that question, when you're able to connect the heart, the passion, the determination, the will, the goodness of your mind with the ability, find the right engineers, are you fundamentally sound? That's when the 1% of the 1%ers actually comes about. But if you don't have that, you don't have that mindset, and you're not able to really understand what you're really trying to go after, then flip a coin.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for answering that question.
Mic drop. There we go. Henry Cejudo, two-time dad, two-time UFC World Heavyweight Championship, gold medalist, getting hot tubs in the house, Millions, back in. Henry, we appreciate your time immensely, my man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, a big shout out to Millions. You guys make sure to go to millions.co. I have a lot of memorabilia for those who love the Triple C or hate the Triple C. You guys can have it. You guys can burn it. You guys can hit it up, do whatever you want. But make sure to go to millions.co because we got an incredible yard sale and we're going to hit it up again. I'm out.
Later. Thank you so much, Henry.
Thank you so much. Have a good night, brother.
What a good guy.
Henry Cejudo is off. Guys, I think we should – can we stick together for 2-3 minutes? That was good. That was good. That last answer alone.
I mean
– wow.
Somebody's got to give him a tutorial on the internet or how to that was crazy. That was crazy. But he's a busy man. You can't – you know, you can't blame him. He's a busy man.
Incredible. Look at
somebody
that.
Said, get a cold tub. Come on. He needs his cold tub.
No way. Not going to do it.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Can't do it. Won't do it. Man, dude, I don't want to say we undersold and over-delivered there, Maddie, but we kind of did. Like, that was great. Listen, like, this killed it. The game was awesome. What, like, the we need a name for that game. That game was
amazing. We'll do it again.
Google something. Yeah, yeah. We'll come up with something.
Yeah.
Something
we'll get clever with it. It was fun. It was fun. But this is the dream team right here. So
pretty
it was
good.
A good show.
Pretty good. We got the Immortals, L. Dawson down there. We got the great Maddie Levine. And myself, I'm just trying to maintain this thing with duct tape. That's what I do here every
you guys.
Man, amazing. Thank you. Like I said, a huge, absolute shout out to Millions. Hey, Millions, make this a reel. I'm giving you all the love. You guys go to Millions.com. They have streams on there. Our guy, Michael Beastboy Davis, was on Ben and Bananas last week. He's literally live on Millions right now. They went back. Dude, Mike, you're not going to – come on. You're going to go live the same time we go live with Henry Cejudo. But anyways, go stream with Michael Davis on Millions. Cejudo streaming. Our girl Miranda Maverick was on our show yesterday. She's streaming next week for the fights. Go check out Millions.co. Great streams and then great merchandise. I might got to check that out myself. Like, I know they got some Fight Banana shirts on there, but I got to check out the Henry Cejudo merch. Christmas is what, 20 – no, 19 days
away. We're in the teens,
away.
Bro. We're in the teens.
You got to add to your wall, Dave.
Yeah,
that's your wall.
Dude, this is one of my.
Now you got him going, El. Now you got him going.
How good is this?
Yeah, that's dope. Woo. Whose are those? I can't see.
So those Felicia Spencer versus Chris Cyborg, one of the greatest female fights in the history. The gloves, there's actually blood on them. So sick. Good.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I love me some Felicia Spencer. That's a day one Fight Bananas person right there, but. Guys, thank you so much for listening, watching. We're going to I'm going to stay up late tonight, make this into a podcast audio version. I want to get this out to the masses. You ready? Like, guys, I want to get the audio version. I want to get 50,000 downloads in 3 days. I'm going to push the shit out of it on all of our channels. Henry Cejudo live. Like, that's all I need to do. That's the title. So let's get 50,000 downloads. That'd be a good one for the month of November. I mean, December. And then Tuesday, Fight Banana Show live. And then after that, I think we said it. We're going to go dark for a little bit. Well, at least the show is, if we want to do some content on our own, we might do some stuff, but we're going to go dark for a couple weeks. Enjoy family time. Enjoy Christmas time. There's no more fights in a couple weeks. Let's just kind of recharge the batteries because 2024, boy. Woo,
we're coming, coming out swinging.
I'm coming out swinging in 2024. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm going to say. So I cannot wait. Maddie, thank you so much. Elle, thank you so much. That was a great one. That was a good time.
Awesome, guys. Thank you guys for joining, and hopefully we'll see you on Tuesday.
Henry Cejudo, you're the man. That's pretty dope. We'll see you guys Tuesday at the Fight Bananas Show live at 1 p.m. Eastern time. See you then.